welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. I look forward to these times, and I hope you do too. If you're a new listener, welcome to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And I've been talking for quite some time now, a number of broadcasts on the human will and on our emotions. And I've spent a great deal of time because it's something that all of us are deeply affected by. The enemy knows how to use our emotions to defeat us, and God has a better way. He has a way in which our emotions can be submitted. With everything else, our soul is under the authority of our spirit, which is under the authority and submission to the Spirit of God. And so, beloved, as we begin the broadcast today, I'd like to share four things that will help minister to your emotions. Some of these are just review, but because, you know, we're creatures that love change, and I believe our future with the Lord, when time ceases to be, and when the Lord establishes His kingdom, and there's a new heaven and a new earth, we'll never be bored. There will be, I believe, constant adventures and learning and wonderful experiences that we can't even think of now. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. But while we're here on this earth, we can, you know, we don't like sameness. We like change. Some people more than others. Some people thrive on traveling a lot. Others are just quite content to stay at home. We're all different, but we all need a change of in our daily routine. So you can do things that will cause a break in whatever your daily life is like. If you have even if you're at home all the time, you can change your schedule or your time of doing things differently and find out maybe there's a better way. Or, you know, you have to drive to work 5 days a week. Well, I don't know about you, but sometimes we tend to get locked into the same patterns of streets. You know, we go, you know, we always turn right at that corner. We could try going another way, you know, just to break things up a little bit. Change alleviates boredom. And also, you need to find things that will give relief from the pressures of life, such as hobbies and getting sufficient rest. And as I shared, the Sabbath rest, it needs to be a time in which you are replenished, not just spiritually, but physically, where there's rest, but also emotionally and mentally. Get a break from your normal day-to-day life. The times that I've been really successful in saying, okay, Lord, I am taking a day off, I wouldn't allow myself to think about things of ministry. I mean, I still would pray with the partners in my morning time, but during the day, I wouldn't be thinking about, oh, you know, what the next letter I'm going to write, or what needs to be done tomorrow, or what's the work agenda for the week, trying just to have time with me and the Lord. And that's what the Lord wants our Sabbath time, to be with Him or with family and loved ones. The pace we live at today is so over the edge. Everything is always push, 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 rush, rush, rush. I mean, you know, if you're not going above the speed limit, it seems you'll get run over. People are frenzied. They're driven. And beloved, that is not how we were ordained to live. So you need rest from the pressures of life. You also need things that will produce peace of mind, purpose to put yourself in an environment of peace. When you shut the door at night, or when you get home after a day of work, or after being out just Shut that door. Stop the turmoil. Surround yourself with things that produce peace. Christian programming, Christian music, fellowship with loved ones and or friends who love the Lord. Do the things and those that are uplifting, and that won't, you know, make you wish that you had not invited them over. Praise God. And then also, fourthly, you can do things that make you feel good about yourself. It could be something small, like, you know, buying a nice tie if you're a guy, or, you know, go to a different place, or drive your truck out into the country, or ladies, you might enjoy a manicure, whatever it is that makes you feel good. Do it just one time? Well, no, do it repeatedly, but don't let it get beyond the norm. In other words, I'm not, you know, just suggesting that you spend times of just, you know, indulging yourself, but I'm saying that it's a good thing to do the things that bring you pleasure. It might be sewing. You might get great enjoyment out of that, or cooking, or whatever it is that will just disengage you from the events and the activities of your life. Always return to the Word of God, however, no matter what. That's what we need to do. God wants balance in our lives. All right, now I'd like to begin to share about, as we're still on the subject of emotions, what causes emotional problems. And I would like to suggest to you there are two primary causes of emotional disturbances, if you will. First of all, is a failure to receive forgiveness. Secondly, a failure to give forgiveness. Let's look at that first one, the failure to receive forgiveness from someone else. You might know that someone really holds a grudge against you. Well, this will hinder you from thinking well about yourself. It's important you get this. You know, didn't Jesus say, if you remember when you're at the altar, someone has aught against you, go to that brother, be restored, and then offer your gift. And also, you need to understand that not everybody is going to like you. Now, I know that might be a traumatic realization. Why wouldn't everybody love you? Well, that's the way life is. People have preferences. For whatever reason, some people just may not like you. But don't let it deeply affect you. Don't let it wash off of you. That's not an evaluation of your self-worth. If you've gone out of your way to cause that, well, then of course you need to correct yourself, wise up, change your behavior. But it doesn't have to be bad stuff. Sometimes, you know, you just know how to push someone's buttons, and they have a hard time. You know, sometimes people can say something just to see what you'll do. Realize that some people actually do that. They're making a point of doing that. But you can't make that your problem. Simply don't hang around them. If your friends aren't uplifting, get new friends. That's how you handle that. Time spent with them should be minimal. It's one thing to witness, to be a testimony to others. It's another thing to fellowship. You need to fellowship with those who will, who love you and who will build you up. God didn't create you as a doormat for the devil. He created you for something far better. You just can't stop your life because someone doesn't like you. Don't let them hinder you. Don't let them cripple you from pursuing your destiny. When someone else is, you know, might be working against you, can they really override you and God? You and God are a majority. Many are crippled in their pursuit of who they really are, of who they could be in God. It can be so overwhelming, the thoughts, you know, oh, so-and-so has a problem with me, they don't like me. And beloved, if you stay on that long enough, the devil will come along and say, well, you know what, it's really your fault. If you hadn't said that, if you hadn't done that, and what do? We end up blaming ourselves. This is the trap that's been set for you. I deserve the hate. I deserve the abuse. I deserve the way they treat me. Beloved, you don't deserve it. So, if you fail to receive forgiveness from someone, that can be a cause of emotional problems, or failure to give forgiveness. Unforgiveness, beloved, is a poison. It will bind the very thing you don't like to you. You will be permanently attached to it until you can forgive. Have you found that out? It can cause you to hold on to something in your thought life. You know, the other person goes on in their life. They don't even know. They don't even care. They're unhindered. But you will tie that problem to you, and it can cause you to live it over and over again. You just rehearse it time and again in your memory, in your imagination. And we must recognize the need to forgive others quickly. We know the Lord's Prayer. We ask the Lord to forgive us as we forgive others their trespasses. We forgive others as, let's see, God will forgive us as we forgive others their trespasses against us. If I keep going, I'll get it right. And beloved, you don't need their problem to affect you the rest of your life. Do yourself a favor, forgive them. The Bible says to do it, but also it's not just because God commanded, it's before your own good, so you can be free. The fact that you relive and emotionally don't let go causes you to take hold of it again. Ask God to work His love and His forgiveness in you. You need to shut your eyes to some things. You know, those eyes, our eyes, our ears, our sensors that gather information for the mind. Receive His help. Do this until the sight of that person no longer bothers you anymore. You know, so often, you know, if there's someone that's you've had an issue with and you see them in church and, oh, you just want to go on the other side of the church. Well, beloved, you're not free. God wants you free. Remember, in church, you always want to look your best, and you can't afford to sing, "Somebody Done Me Wrong." God has that right to sing more than anyone, but He didn't, did He? Marriages are destroyed because one feels the spouse doesn't love them anymore, doesn't like them. And if we're not careful, we'll take the same problem into other relationships. The truth is, there may be problems, but the truth is, you don't know what all that person is dealing with. It's easier to forgive when you understand people don't know what they're doing. That's what Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do." Just forgive, beloved. Your estimation of self-worth is not taken from others. They will not govern your life. God governs your life and His Word. That's His plan for you. Well, again, this broadcast, we've just flown by. The time is just, I can't believe it's time to bring it to a close, but I must. And so, beloved, I just want to thank you for listening, and I do invite you to write, share your prayer needs, because sometimes these things we're dealing with, they're of years standing, and there is a power in agreeing prayer. Jesus said that's one of the keys of the kingdom. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. There's power in agreement. It's one of the spiritual laws of prayer. So I invite you to write. Now the Holy Spirit's tugging at your heart. I ask you to obey for your sake, because God has a blessing for you. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.